To be human is to be flesh and also spirit, to be mind and also heart and body, to be capable and strong as well as weak and limited. It is to be solid and also dust. It is to long to be seen and known, to long for connection, and yet to be strangers to one another, and even at times to ourselves. To be human is to desire to be kind, generous, compassionate, forgiving, and patient, and yet to at times trip over ourselves with our mixed intentions, our resentments, our fears, our judgments, and our regrets. As Reinhold Niebuhr wrote, man has always been his own most vexing problem. In the spiritual life, one finds that there is always more work to be done. There is always another opportunity to let go of more of that which separates us from God, ourselves, and one another. There is always another opportunity to forgive, always another opportunity to let the graceful hand of God transform our pride and self-righteousness into humility and compassion. The way of the cross is a way we walk again and again because it is a journey we are on until we, as Paul writes, see God face to face. The Reverend Alan Jones writes of our Christian tradition, we try to practice dying every day so that we may be fully alive. Of prayer, he writes, what I understand of my prayer life is to place myself on the threshold of death, to participate in my dying so that I may live each day and each moment as a gift. In this way, I cultivate a generous heart. We receive the ashes that we might practice our dying. We practice dying that we might be fully alive. Isaiah reminds us that God asks us to express our gratitude for life by striving to create a world in which all might have life in abundance. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the throngs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, to not hide yourself from your own kin. As some of you have hopefully heard, I'm encouraging all of us to participate in a Lenten program called 40 Acts that brings us beyond what we might give up into how we might live more generously. It is a program that carries us both along a path of inward spiritual reflection and also along a path of outward generous action. Of course, we cannot earn God's approval or love through either self-denial or generous action. Of course, we cannot do this, for God's love is given freely. Jesus gave himself freely, and in Lent, we ask ourselves, how might I give of myself more freely? The root of the word to fast in Hebrew means to shut the mouth. We shut our mouths. We fast not because receiving food and drink or speaking are sinful in and of themselves, but so that we might open our ears and hear the cries of the oppressed, so that we might open our ears and hear God speaking truth into our confusion. We shut our mouths, we fast so that we might be fed by God and let go of our prideful insistence that we do not need God or anyone else. We are dust, and we are at times indeed our own most vexing problem, and yet we are God's holy dust. We are saved by God's generosity, and we are called to live day to day as people who have been transformed by this gift. I conclude with the questions that Michael O'Neill lays out in today's first reflection from 40 Acts. For the next 40 days, will you join us as we sacrifice something we love? Our pride, our privacy, our time, our reputation, our treasure. Will you take a risk and be a radical expression of faith reaching out in love? Faith reaching out in love. This Lent, may we take these questions to heart. May we grow together as a community. May we walk the way of the cross and come to know and live into God's generosity more fully. Amen.